Officer Vic. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so tell me about yourself and, like, what's, like, your position with, like, the school and community?
Yeah, so I am Officer Wickersheim, but everybody in the community knows me as Officer Vic. I've been with Madison Police Department now for just over 3 years. And I worked on the east side in your typical patrol capacity. And in May of 2023, I competed for a position to be a part of the youth engagement or youth community outreach team. And thankfully, I was awarded that position. And I chose the East District to be where I work out of. And I love the East Side. I have a passion for the East Side, and that's where I did all of my patrol time. So with this position, my goals would be to be building trust with our youth, give them positive non-law enforcement experience. So let them see me in a different light than what, you know, they would typically see me in a patrol capacity. So typically, like a typical week for me is I'm out at the Meadowlands Apartments on Wednesdays. I bring snacks for the kids, for the teenagers. We play football. We decorate cookies. We just do something fun where I create that space where they're able to have a good interaction with law enforcement. They can ask me any questions and just kind of open that door for our youth and having the ability to just talk to a police officer about anything that they really want. Thursdays, I'm at the Harmony Apartments where I do pretty much the same thing, where it's bringing snacks, we play at the park, play football, have a movie night. It's literally whatever the kids want. And then we're starting up an after-school program where we're doing like a homework club. So yeah, so my outreach will do homework club with the kids and teenagers. And then of course we'll end it with something fun. And as always, we have snacks. So that's kind of my community outreach. And then with the schools, a lot of the kids that I interact with at the Meadowlands and the Harmony Apartments, they come to Whitehorse. And so I've worked with the principal here and just seen if I could come in and just be a presence here again in a positive manner and just have them see, like, wow, that's a cop. And be like, yeah, I'm a cop. Let's go play football. Let's go eat lunch. Let me watch you, like, do this podcast. How amazing is this? So, yeah, that's kind of what I do within the school and the community.
So are you, like, aware of, like, some of the stuff Whitehorse is doing with, like, civil, like, service?
Yeah, so prior to me reaching out to Whitehorse to see if I could just come in and interact with the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, it sounds like there's also a firefighter here that comes on every Wednesday. Yeah, so that I think that's really cool, again, for our youth to see firefighters and police officers in a positive light outside of just your typical call for service, right? So it's like humanizing the badge, but also humanizing our youth. It allows us to also interact with our youth outside of calls for service, right? So I think that's super important, and I really commend Whitehorse for opening their doors to us and allowing us into the space and, again, just being here for our youth.
Like, also, like, besides, like, what you mentioned, any other, like, upcoming events?
So actually at Sennett Middle School in La Follette, I'm doing a trunk or treat for Halloween. So yeah, so I'm going to bring a squad car out there. I'll open the trunk. It's going to be all decorated. I don't know what I'm going to decorate it with yet. And then they'll be able to come by the squad and grab some candy. So it's just all these little community events that hopefully we can just work together as, you know, a community, as a school, as law enforcement and firefighters, and just come together and give our youth some good experiences and opportunities.
So, like, what are some, like, other things you're doing in the community?
I don't think it's any secret to anybody that we just had quite the tragedy on the east side here. So one of my other goals and part of this position is, what kind of resources can I bring our community? You know, our youth and their parents, their brothers, their sisters, they're experiencing this trauma. And to me, it's really important to see what groups within the city can come out and fill these spaces and give our youth, whether it's counseling or therapy or really anything to help them through this really hard time and through this trauma. So that's something that's high on my priority list right now, is working with the communities in which I serve, so the Meadowlands and the Harmony, and hearing them. So listening to the parents and what struggles they're going through, listening to our youth and what they want to see filling their spaces in their community, And then what I do is I'm a resource connector. I go into the city and I figure out what companies, what nonprofits, which really anything that would be willing to come into this space to help our youth. So that's something that I'm doing within the community as well. And the other part is just working with youth that might be more at risk and kind of getting to that bottom line of why are they making certain choices that may not be the most constructive, or why are they engaging in certain activities that might eventually cause them with a criminal record? And let's get to the bottom of what those factors are, and let's see if we can change the trajectory of where their life is headed into a more positive direction.
So it definitely seems like you're doing a lot of like positive things in the community.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
So one of the things I want to kind of end on here is, you know, for the students of Whitehorse, if you see me in the hallways, please come say hi, introduce yourself. Don't be scared of me or intimidated by me. I'm just a human, you know, just wearing the uniform.
Yeah.
So I welcome conversations. I welcome feedback. I welcome anything. All I want is to be able to build this bridge with our youth and give them some trust with law enforcement. So if you see me in the halls, feel free to come on by.
Well, that's all for today. Thank you for talking with me, Officer Vic.
Of course.